Okay, well, if Christina's here and Annette's here, I only need one person to cover the meeting. So you guys want to like flip a coin and decide, or how do you want to do this?
However, if Annette wants to take over, she's should go. But I'm here. I was here.
Okay, Christina was here first. Annette, you okay?
Yes, I'm okay, and she's already the host, so it will be fine. Okay,
Okay,
so I can
excellent.
leave, right?
You can go do something more productive. Thank you.
Okay, have a good day.
Thanks, Annette. Bye-bye. Thanks, Christina. I appreciate you covering.
You're welcome.
We'll wait for a few more minutes and then we'll get started because we'll wait for people to show up. Thank you. Christina, do you have the invite list for this meeting?
I do.
Can
I
we
do.
decide how far off we are from possibly making quorum?
Sure, let me look. I know Lori's about to log in, but we're missing about half, a little bit less than half of the people that
Okay.
accepted the invite. Alice is out, I know, from what I hear.
Okay. Brittany's here. I think Maha's the student. Tara's here. Megan, I think, just jumped on. Karina, I saw a minute ago. She's here. Deb's here.
Sorry about that. I'm very new.
Lori's here. So let's go ahead and get started. I know that Jeff isn't able to attend. So We'll go ahead and get started. I appreciate folks who are able to attend. Christina, can you put up the agenda?
Yes. Well, actually, I have a minutes. I don't have the agenda.
I see the minutes too, and no agenda.
Yeah.
So, if it's okay with the group, I would like to go through and approve the minutes from the October 31st. We'll follow kind of the same format that we've followed in other meetings. So if we could take a look at last meeting's minutes, and if there are no concerns, move those for approval. And then I think the only updates that may happen today are definitely from Lori. On the grant side, and then I don't know, Deb, I think we talked briefly, but I don't know if you have any updates, and the foundation only has a couple, so I can do those. So if that works with everybody, I'll let people take a look at the minutes, and then if I can get a motion. Anyone want to make a motion?
All motion. Tara.
Thank you. And if I can get a second.
I can second.
Thank you. I'm going to do it backwards unless there are any abstentions or nays. We'll pass the minutes by consensus. And Lori, if you could do updates from
sure.
The Crystal Ward side. Thank you.
I don't have anything to show you, though, although I could show you something, I guess. So from the Post Award side, kind of one of our goals is to improve how we manage the revenue, the funds that we receive from external sources. So not only grants, but also from sponsored projects. So like contracts and other revenue generating mechanisms. So we have two basic things that we're currently working on in the last 6 months. Is one of the first areas is we're looking to identify how in Galaxy how to separate grants from categoricals. So my apologies is I don't actually know everybody who's on here, so I don't know your level of understanding of Galaxy. But in our financial management system, which is how we track money, if you go into one of the restricted funds, you would see that there is an 1190 category, which is grants and categoricals. And so what we're working with Misty Griffin and the business office is to identify a means for separating out what would be considered a grant from a categorical. And the reason for doing that is that is that grants tend to have more accountability attached to them, you know. Basically, although there's exceptions to every rule, as Michelle Arnold and I have discussed on several occasions, but basically grants are competitive, right? We develop a program based on some sort of RFP, request for proposals, develop an application, we submit it, and then it's reviewed at, you know, either the state level or the federal level or with a private foundation. And it's competitive with everybody else who submitted an application. Categoricals, on the other hand, are actually not competitive. The state gives us money through categorical mechanisms, which is generally based on FTEs, the number of personnel we have, maybe the number of career technical classes, whatever it is, but we don't have to compete for it. We often don't have to submit an application for it. And there's a lot less accountability measures. So from an alternative resources perspective, we'd like to know what we are really going after as far as external revenue, externally sponsored projects, and keep it separate from the categorical so that we have really good data. We can pull the grants. So like this past year with the federal government and when the federal grants started taking significant hits, we could go into Galaxy and say, oh, this is all of our federally funded expenditures. What here is at risk? And it would be easier to do if it was in its own separate house in Galaxy rather than with the categoricals. So that's one of the first projects we're on. I think at one point Misty was on this, is in this committee, but I don't see her today, so I would offer her. So Misty is working with Riverside County Office of Education and with myself, and we're trying to determine if we could do that by creating a new resource code. So 1190 is a resource code. So like maybe an 1191 or an 1192, or if we go in and create some type of toggle function where when we put a budget into Galaxy, we can note it somehow as a grant. And then when we go to pull data out of Galaxy, we can hit the little toggle button and it will all come out, the grant data. We're still working on that. The county has told us that they can't program a new resource code until sometime next year. So we're looking at alternatives. But that's one of the first things we're doing. And then the second item that's kind of cool and if is a new grant orientation, and I can even let Karina if Karina wants to say anything when I'm shared, but I'm going to share with you just briefly a document. So we're trying to formalize our training so that when new grants come in, regardless of your experience with new grants, we actually provide you with training and do an overview of the basics. And so we've created a document. Right now it's only in Word. Maybe someday it'll become like cool, but I'm old and I like Word docs. And so it's just a new grant orientation that all three of the college grants offices, as well as the district office, is going through with all of our new grant programs, just to make sure that everyone working on the project is aware of what the project is and their roles and responsibilities. So you can see, like, one of the first things, explain roles and responsibilities, go through project director responsibilities, review information on the award agreement. We go to all of this time or we spend all that time trying to submit an application and we get the award document, and sometimes we don't even read it. So part of this orientation process is to actually read the grant award document, and so that everyone on the project team understands kind of like the period of performance, applicable terms and conditions. And then we go through the budget. Ex really experienced project directors would be like, I already know all this. But not everybody who gets a brand new grant award is experienced with as a grant manager. So we go through what's in the grant application as far as a budget, allowable, allocable, and reasonable. We go through pre-award spending. We talk about what is required with regard to budget modifications and match and cost share if possible, and then how we access funding. So whether or not we have to submit an invoice and who's going to submit the invoice, whether it's a drawdown in one of the federal accounting systems, whether it's apportionment, and maybe we already have it, et cetera. And then we get into some of the day-to-day stuff. So from talking to our grant directors who are active already, purchasing and procurement and the Galaxy system is kind of can be a mystery, can be really difficult to use if you don't have the time to learn it. And so we kind of go through Galaxy and provide information about how you do a purchase requisition, things you need to consider as far as bid thresholds, sole source, et cetera, subawards, consultants, the difference between all of those, vendor contracts, consultants, and subaward agreements. And then evaluation, time and effort, and other documentation. And talk a little bit about our grant navigator system, which is where we put all of the information about our grants. And then there's always a next steps. Like sometimes if it's a brand new project director, new to the district as well as to the grant, training as far as Galaxy or other trainings offered by RCOE or even by the district office. So I think that was a really fast rundown of the two things we've been working on mostly. Karina, did you want to share anything about this particular form or your experience with it with the group?
I love the form. I think it's very helpful. I haven't had a chance to use it just yet because we haven't hired anyone new. However, with that said, I will be using it probably in the next week or so because we're going to have a change of program manager for one of our grants. So I'll
Awesome.
let you know how it goes, Lori. But I'm
Great.
excited. Thank you.
Yeah. So While everybody loves when we bring in the money, but there's a whole bunch of work, an awful lot of work that has to be done in order to keep the money and to spend the money. So I'm happy to answer any questions if there's any questions about either of these two projects.
Thanks, Lori. Any questions, comments? Okay. Deb, thanks, Lori. Did you have anything else?
I don't have anything on my side, but I did want to say, Lori, thanks to you and your team for putting that together. That sounds amazing. And I'm looking forward to participating in that. So just thanks. I know that probably took a lot of time and effort and energy, and it sounds wonderful.
Yeah, now Karina told me my screen was black. Was it black the whole time?
No, I could see
No.
when you were sharing, but right now your screen is black.
Oh,
Like I
well.
can just see your name on the bottom. It's not in the middle of the page.
Okay. Well, you don't really need to see me anyway.
Okay. Any other questions for grants and or what would be workforce economic development? I can tell you from the foundation side, they're in about halfway through the 50th year. Things are moving. Facilities naming is the primary focus area, but there continues to be emphasis placed on outside funding sources. But that's more on the what Lori would consider the pre-award side, getting the money, not necessarily processing it after the fact. So, unless there are questions or comments for this group, I'm sorry I don't have a lot for this meeting, but it was one of those come together and share type of conversations. So if the colleges or the other folks who are on the call have anything, I'm happy to hear from you. But otherwise, I'm going to also give you your time back. Okay. Well, if anybody needs anything, please let me know. Otherwise, I appreciate you all taking some time today and coming to this meeting, and we'll keep moving forward. Thank
Thank
you.
you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.